Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. Peter's words pierced their hearts, and they said to him and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." A sermon is worth nothing if it doesn't lead to action. Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost powerfully described the reason for Jesus' death. In words that would have shocked much of his audience, he pointed out that they had been responsible for it. It was their sin that had driven Jesus to the cross just 5 weeks before. Having heard this, the people were deeply challenged and knew that they needed to take action. Peter's response is interesting because of the way it speaks of the covenant partnership that God wants with us. There was something that the people needed to do, and then a response that God would make. Firstly, they needed to repent. They needed to recognize that they had done wrong and head in a new direction. And this would be powerfully symbolized by baptism. This would show their clear intention to live a new life. The result would be the forgiveness of their sins, and they would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God loves to bless us, but he will only do so when we make it clear that we mean business with him. He will never impose his blessings on us if we don't want them. But when we recognize that we've messed up and are ready to turn around, he will bless us in the way that he longs to. On that amazing day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were added to the church. They could all have congratulated Peter on a wonderful sermon, gone home and forgotten all about it, but they didn't. They took action, and the world has never been the same since. So let me ask you a question. When were you last pierced to the heart by something that God said to you, and how did you respond? And now let me pray with you. Lord, help us to listen carefully to what you say to us and make us ready to respond decisively to your words. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Lowe's knows you want the best for Dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to 2 free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.